First chapter 1, Mishnah 1, the Masechta of Kesuvos, as the name implies, deals with the Kesuvah that a woman is given when she gets married. And that Kesuvah document has in it an amount which is really financial security for her. And the financial security is that in the event of divorce, or in the event of her husband dying, she will get paid out the amount which will come to that specified in the Kesuvah. So in the case of the divorce, it was supposed to be to protect the woman, and to protect the woman from the husband who has the right to divorce her even against her will. So it protects her financially, that he can't just like marry women and just get rid of them, that if he tries to do that, there is a significant financial penalty. And to protect the woman, that they should have financial security. And also in the case of his death, because of the way that the estates, etc., were divided up, that the woman didn't take part in the inheritance, that there would be financial security for her in the case that the husband died. She would first get paid out from the estate before the estate was allowed to be divided up, so she would get preference. So that's what the tractate is going to deal with. Obviously, many, many laws. I mean, you can see it's quite a big tractate. But the first Mishnah deals with something different. And the first Mishnah, a little bit of a tangent, but before we do it, we just have to know the two stages of marriage, that you've got Erusin and Nisuin. Erusin is the betrothal, Kiddushin, where it was done with either money or a document or relations, and that betrothed the couple. And then the Nisuin was the later part where they was the chuppah, and then they would go into Yichud and they would and finalize the marriage. So you've got your Erusin and Nisuin. Now today we do that all under. We did all at the same time, right? But in those days, they didn't. In those days, there could be like a year between the Erusin and the Nisuin. And if the woman had relations with another man in that period, that was full-on adultery, and the husband, the betrothed, is not allowed to marry her. And therefore, there was this concern that we'll see now, if he finds her not to be a virgin on the night of Nisuyin, so it could be a problem. I mean, a massive problem that they're actually not even allowed to get married. So he says Basula Nisais L'Yom Haravi, that a virgin is wed on, gets married on a Wednesday, the Almana L'Yom Hachamishi, and the widow is married on a Thursday. Shepam in B'Shabbes Batei Dinim Yoshvin Baroswa, because twice a week the courts would sit, b'yom ha'sheni b'yom ha'chamishi, and they would sit on a Monday and a Thursday. She'im haya lo tanis besulim, because if he had a claim that she was not a virgin anymore, haya mashkim lebeistin, on the Thursday he could go to court. So a virgin, they would make sure she gets married on a Wednesday night. So if he has a claim that she wasn't a virgin, he could go to the court the next morning, Thursday, and they wanted him to, while he was still like angry about the whole matter, they wanted him to go to the court, and then the court could deal with the matter straight away. So that's why they established it on the Wednesday night.